Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. There has been a major spike in waits for council homes. A vinyl countdown begins as a city record store is set to close after 30 years. And Marriott's Way sees a disheartening amount of rubbish dumped along the popular route.
People desperate for council housing are being forced to wait months before their homes are ready. New figures show what was a four-week turnaround after previous tenants left has stretched out to a three-month wait. One of the reasons the wait has trebled is the extra safety checks that have to be carried out following a scandal where it was revealed scores of tests weren't done. In October, around 238 council homes were left sitting empty in the city, while 3,400 people are waiting for one to become available. A spokesman for NCC said the authority was making good progress on tackling the backlog, but it continues to experience delays. He said, however, our attempts to improve turnaround times has meant the number of properties being offered to tenants now exceeds the number becoming vacant, meaning less and less properties will be empty as new residents move in. We are working hard to maintain this positive progress.
One of Norwich's biggest independent breweries has started brewing solar-powered beer in an attempt to keep rising costs down and be more environmentally conscious. Redwell Brewing Company in Trouse has installed dozens of solar panels on its roof as energy costs soar, creating a challenging winter for independent businesses. After 6 weeks of use, the panels have been providing the brewery and accompanying tap room with 31 kilowatts of energy per hour. And brewing bosses say the panel's success has meant they have been able to keep the price of their beer the same while others have increased their prices. As well as installing the panels, the company has also added a series of bike hoops in an attempt to further improve its sustainability by encouraging punters to cycle to the tap room.
Researchers at the UEA have been involved with developing a new blood test for prostate cancer, which they say is 94% accurate. A pilot study of 147 patients with prostate cancer evaluated the new test, called PSA, and found it significantly improved detection of the disease, and the test was 94% accurate. The team said this new PSA test is accurate, rapid, minimally invasive and inexpensive. If successful in larger trials, it may significantly improve prostate cancer diagnosis. Oxford Biodynamics, in collaboration with Imperial College and the University of East Anglia, found that when combining the test with a standard prostate-specific antigen test, more cases could be detected. The team said the PSA test currently widely used in the NHS does not have sufficient accuracy, resulting in numerous unnecessary prostate biopsies in men with no cancer and false reassurance in some men with cancer. The researchers developed a new chromosomal test which can pick up signals of cancer and combined it with the regular PSA test. The next stage of research will be to use the test on a group of men where the cancer status is unknown. Professor Dmitry Pshetitsky from the UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men and kills one man every 45 minutes in the UK. There is currently no single test for prostate cancer, but PSA blood tests are among the most used, alongside physical examinations, MRI scans and biopsies. However, PSA blood tests are not routinely used to screen for prostate cancer, as results can be unreliable. Only about a quarter of people who have a prostate biopsy due to an elevated PSA level are found to have prostate cancer. There has therefore been a drive to create a new blood test with greater accuracy."
A long-running record store in Norwich has been forced to close after 30 years amid the impact of rising costs and the owner's ill health. Fine City Sounds in Pottergate is planning a huge Everything Must Go sale in April and will offer big discounts on its vast selection of records. Owner, Mark Long, who has been running the business for the last 18 years after taking it over from Paul Fisher, said it has been a fantastic experience and was sad to close. Fine City Sounds has been keeping music lovers happy for more than 30 years, with its large selection of vinyl and CDs covering a range of genres. The store has been visited by a number of famous faces over the years, with musician Jules Holland, actor John Hurt, and Baywatch star David Hasselhoff among those who have visited. Mr. Long has been unable to work in the shop for the last 2 years due to his health reasons, with business partner Andrew Watson taking over the reins. The sale will take place on Friday, April the 7th, and Saturday, April the 8th, and will be open from 10 a.m.
It is a lineup in which Ian Crook, Brian Gunn and Josh Sargent would be right at home. A new crime novel has been published, with most of the characters sharing their names with Norwich City players. The book, called A Fenland Secret, has been written by Nico Dobbin. Although the plot has no connection to the football club, Canaries fan Mr. Dobbin has set the action on the East Anglian Fens and used City players to inspire his characters' names. The hero is Detective Chief Inspector Steve Culverhouse, named after fullback Ian, who is called in to investigate after the discovery of a body on the proposed site of a new town. Most of the other characters are named after those who played in the same era as Culverhouse, the club's successful spell in the late 1980s and early 1990s.
A stretch of the Marriott's Way, littered with fly-tipping, has caused outrage due to the state it has been left in. A litter hotspot of the 26-mile walking and cycling route, which stretches from Norwich to Aylsham, lies between Slowbottom Park and Anderson's Meadow. Those frequenting the popular stretch have complained of fly-tipping, rats and dead animals which have not been removed. Friends of Train Wood and Marriott's Way chairman, Maddy Goodall, said, "This area in particular can be quite bad for fly-tipping. It is really depressing, particularly when we're so lucky to have the Marriott's Way as green spaces of remarkable biodiversity." Labour County Councillor for Mile Cross, Chrissy Rumsby, added, "We work hard to make Marriott's Way beautiful, so it's disheartening to see fly-tipping get worse, especially since the closure of the Mile Cross tip. The cost of living crisis and the charge for bulky waste collection has an impact. People can't afford to dispose of their waste properly. Tightening up prosecution won't work, but this is an issue that needs to be cracked."
A woman who had abuse shouted at her after confronting the owner of a dog which was off its lead inside a pharmacy has called the experience triggering. Mary Adams, who lives near Mousehold Heath, was queuing for her prescription at Boots in Lawson Road when she noticed the Staffordshire Bull Terrier breed roaming freely around the shop. The 55-year-old, who has a dog herself, said it wasn't an assistance dog as it didn't have any marking on its jacket. "I've had a lot of bad experiences with this type of dog before, and they scare me. My dogs have been attacked many times by the breed, off the lead, and I've even been assaulted by an owner when I've had to save my dog from being attacked. I don't mind dogs that are on a lead at all, but being inside a public place, I think there's a reasonable expectation for them to be on a leash. Because of my traumatising experiences, I politely asked the owner if they could put a lead on the dog. He refused, so I asked the staff if they could speak to him and was ignored before the owner stared at me and began to hurl verbal abuse my way." She said, "The manager of the pharmacy apologised to me and said the dog had been allowed to wander around inside before. It's unfair on people who may not be comfortable around dogs or for actual assistance dogs that are working who could be distracted or worse attacked by an off-the-lead dog. I just think owners need to take other people into consideration when they go out in public."